Welcome back to the Ancestral Findings Podcast. Step into a world where America's presidents reveal their lesser-known talents, from George Washington's elegant dance moves to Dwight D. Eisenhower's artistic strokes. Let's explore the quirky and creative hobbies that showcase the human side of these historical figures. When we think of U.S. presidents, images of solemn figures making historic decisions in the Oval Office might come to mind. Yet beyond the political arena, many of these leaders harbored talents and passions that rarely feature in history books. From graceful dancers to inventive minds, the personal hobbies of these presidents reveal a more relatable, human side to the figures immortalized in portraits and statues. George Washington, revered as the nation's founding father, was not only adept at leading a country, but also at leading a dance. Known for his exceptional ballroom dancing skills, Washington often graced the dance floors of Virginia's elite, winning hearts with his elegance and stamina. His passion for dance was matched by an entrepreneurial spirit in a completely different field, whiskey distilling. Washington operated one of the largest distilleries in America at the time, producing over 11,000 gallons of whiskey in 1799 alone. Who knew the stoic figure on the $1 bill had such flair? Thomas Jefferson, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, was a true polymath. His talents spanned architecture, invention, and even gardening. Jefferson designed his iconic home, Monticello, which remains a testament to his architectural genius. Not content with just building designs, he also invented the swivel chair, an essential fixture in modern offices. His meticulous garden at Monticello was both a place of beauty and an experimental plot that helped introduce over 330 varieties of more than 70 different plants to the United States. John Quincy Adams, the sixth president, often turned to poetry to express his thoughts and emotions. While his presidency faced criticism, his poems reveal a depth of feeling and a contemplative mind. Adams wrote on a variety of subjects from the natural world to the human condition, offering a glimpse into the introspective side of a man often remembered for his political legacy. Theodore Roosevelt's robust persona was matched by a diverse array of interests and talents. An avid boxer, he continued to spar in the White House until a blow blinded him in one eye. Roosevelt was also a skilled judoka, having trained during his presidency. His love for the natural world was unparalleled. He embarked on a hazardous expedition to the Amazon, which nearly cost him his life, and he played a crucial role in the conservation movement in the United States. Dwight D. Eisenhower is best known for his role in World War II and his presidency during the tense years of the Cold War. However, Eisenhower also sought refuge in painting, a hobby he took up later in life. His artworks, ranging from landscapes to portraits, were more than mere pastimes. They provided a therapeutic escape from the pressures of his office. Eisenhower's artistic endeavors show a softer side to the leader known for his military and political acumen. The hidden talents of U.S. presidents remind us that behind the policies and the politics lie individuals with passions, hobbies, and quirks. These personal pursuits not only humanize these historical figures, but also enrich the legacy they leave behind, offering us a more complete picture of the men who have led America. As we look back on their contributions to the country and the world, let's also celebrate the unique talents that made each president distinctly human. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Ancestral Findings podcast. For additional resources, visit ancestralfindings.com. You can download a free ebook, request a free genealogy lookup, and even participate in our weekly historical postcard giveaway. If you want to support us in more ways, consider supporting us on Patreon or PayPal. Every contribution helps to keep the lights on. From all of us at Ancestral Findings, thank you for being an integral part of our family history community since 1995. I hope you have a wonderful day, and as always, happy searching.